fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the October 27th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Coming up on the show, we'll have a preview of Saturday's Rugby World Cup final between defending champion South Africa and New Zealand in France. We'll also have another preview of Sunday's Frankfurt Marathon in Germany. But let's begin with a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute for one of my favorite African athletes, the now retired Maria Mutola. Maria is celebrating her 51st birthday on this Friday. She was born on the outskirts of Maputo, the Mozambican capital, and she would later be nicknamed the Maputo Express. Maria Mutola is regarded as one of the greatest 800 meters female runners of all time, primarily because of her longevity and consistently good results. Maria competed in six Olympics, winning the gold at the 2000 Summer Games in Sydney, Australia. In addition, Mutola won three world outdoor titles, seven world indoor titles, two Commonwealth Games championships, three All-Africa Games gold medals, and five gold medals at the African Championships. I had the pleasure of meeting Maria Mutola at the 2001 World Championships in Edmonton, Canada, and a photo of our meeting in the mix zone after Maria won the gold medal is on the wall at my office at our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington, D.C. Happy 51st birthday to Mozambican track great Maria the Maputo Express Mutola. Still with athletics, the Frankfurt Marathon will be celebrating its 40th anniversary on Sunday in Germany. In terms of international coverage, our own Andy Edwards, pardon me, the energetic Andy Edwards, has a strong connection to the marathon. Andy has been involved with the Frankfurt race in one way or another for more than 30 years, even before he first filed for the Sunny Side of Sports from the 1999 event. Ahead of Sunday's marathon, energetic Andy caught up with a Kenyan athlete who has the fastest time in the women's field. Here's Andy.
I'm with Viseline Chepkesho, the fastest in the field for the Minova Frankfurt Marathon on Sunday. She's from Kenya. She's run 2:21, but that was 6 years ago in Paris. Since then, she's had a baby. She's come back. She's done very well in the Vienna Marathon in April this year, finishing fifth. Has it been a long road back to come back from maternity leave and get to international level again?
Coming back from maternity leave is not as easy as it is. So it has been a very hard time, but I'm coming back.
And if you just take a summary of your training, do you feel you're in pretty good shape to be... People talk about you being the favorite for Frankfurt, but you know, you're coming back after a long gap to be achieving eventually times similar to what you did before the baby?
I've been training well. I think my training has been like before I had the baby, but we will see about the weather and everything, and I hope I'll do my best.
A few years ago, a TV documentary was made about you, basically your story, and it was called Run Like a Girl. And from what I understand, it was about attitudes, many men's attitudes in Kenya, to a woman running. I mean, running in terms of wanting to develop and be a professional. Can you tell us more about that and why it was made?
It was meant to to see how the women in Kenya are very strong because they work to feed the family and also do everything in the house and also go for training.
It doesn't sound a very equal partnership. And from listening to people talk, say, when the running camps first began, any women in the camps were viewed as, well, they're also there to do cooking and washing, not only run, but they're supposed to take up all those duties. But have attitudes changed in Kenya now towards women? I mean, is it a more equal partnership?
No, it's just a culture that a woman should just cook and feed the family, yeah, and take care of the children.
It seems in your household, your husband is a teacher, a priest, and you have a child and or two children, two sons. How do you divide the work of the household with you being an international runner?
I have a nanny who takes care of my children. So after training, I have to cook in the evening because I'll be relaxing in the evening. So I have to see that everything is going on well and also to manage the nanny to do what I want my family to take.
Does your husband, do you feel has he changed his approach? I mean, does he support your running career? I mean, you're a professional, so you are earning money from the sport.
Yeah, my husband is really very supportive in prayer, in the advice. So he has really supported me very much.
It's the Olympics next year. I know, well, we all know selection for Kenya is very hard because of the standard of running. But do you see this race in Frankfurt as a springboard also for, well, whether it's the Olympics or just going on to run at the top level for quite a few years to come?
Yeah, Olympics is everyone's dream. And also I'm dreaming for that. If I will do well, and if the body will do good to me, so I'll be happy if I'll be selected.
Viseline, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Kenyan marathon runner Viseline Jepkesho. And she was talking with the energetic Andy Edwards in Frankfurt, Germany.
Sporty greetings. This is Toby Mison, 100-meter hurdles, African champion, African Games record holder, national champion, Commonwealth Games champion, Olympic finalist, Diamond League trophy winner. You're listening to The Sunny Side of Sport on The Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Toby. Toby recorded that before she also became a world champion and world record holder in the women's 100 meters hurdles. So add those two descriptions to her glittering track resume. South African captain Siya Kolisi says Saturday's Rugby World Cup final against New Zealand is the biggest match of his career, as well as the careers of other players who will be on the pitch at the Stade de France near Paris.
It's huge. It's always big playing against the All Blacks, but to play in the World Cup final when it's number one and two team in the world playing head-to-head, I don't think it's stuff that you can dream about because it doesn't happen often. I don't think it will happen in our lifetime again to have two teams like this. And we've prepared as hard as we can, and we know what to expect. Obviously, there might have some new things coming, but like I think for a player to be playing in a game like this, I don't think it will ever get any bigger. So we're excited. We're looking forward to it. We know how good they are and how good they've been. You know, a couple of months ago, they were going through a tough patch, and that's how good of a team they are. That's how proud of they are, the team. They just turned it around quietly behind the scenes. They were doing their work, and now they're here. So I'm looking forward to it, and we've had to work, find our way too, you know, and the way that the coaches went the last year or so, when we've played over maybe 50 players, to try and find the best. Even the guys that are not here, I think they will be prepared to come and fill in this day. So I'm looking forward to Saturday. I don't think it will ever get bigger than this. It will probably be the biggest game of my life.
Khaleesi says the defending world champion Springboks have received tremendous support in France, and the players realize they're playing for all of South Africa.
We see it each and every single day, and people tell us how they feel, and people send videos and tell us this is sometimes the only time they are happy about something is when we play. And also, for us, it's for someone that is in my position right now, where I was when I was a kid, for them to know, yes, that it's a season that they're going through. It's a tough time, but it is possible for them to get out of it. It's kids in they'll come from farm areas that never thought it's possible, but now they see Peter Steph, you know, and it's guys that they see their life this way, that they want to go to this union. And a guy like Faf, he had to go to multiple unions. Chesney had to leave South Africa to become a Springbok. So we represent all those kind of people, and that's what we focus on as a team. And that's our drive, and that's who we look to. You know, that's when you play or when you don't get selected, that you know it's for something far bigger than yourself.
South African captain Siya Kolisi speaking ahead of Saturday's blockbuster Rugby World Cup final against New Zealand at the Stade de France near Paris. Both teams boast three world titles, and anticipation is building as they prepare to face off once again. Zahir Kassim is on the vibrant streets of Johannesburg, capturing the excitement as Springbok fans gear up for the monumental clash. Sporty greetings, Z!
Sporty greetings, Sunny. The entire nation eagerly awaits the momentous night ahead as they pin their hopes on the Springboks, affectionately known as the Boka, to clinch the Webb Ellis Trophy. After heart-stopping wins against the host nation France and England, both by a mere one-point margin, most fans, including 54-year-old domestic worker Veronica Dlomo, has had her fill of nail-biting matches.
Exactly, the Boka's going to win on Saturday. He's not going to win with 1 point again, I hope so. They have to win for this country. They must bring that trophy back.
In the next 24 hours, South Africans across the country will flock to their local butchers to stock up on meat for a traditional barbecue, lovingly called a braai. One such establishment, the Butcher's Knife, has been buzzing with activity in recent days. And butcher and devoted rugby supporter Graham Chiguria sheds light on the frenzy.
It has been very hectic. We've been running around non-stop. Customers have been coming morning until we knock off. With rugby, actually, it's an entertainment sport. So it goes hand in glove. Frying and sport goes hand in glove.
Graham, however, isn't entirely overconfident, acknowledging that the Springboks must be at their absolute best to overcome a resurgent New Zealand that was flying under the radar before the World Cup.
It won't be an easy game because the All Blacks are also good. The margin will be narrow, but obviously the Boks are going to win.
Yet, not everyone shares the Butcher's cautious outlook. After securing his meat, 52-year-old Craig Poloni shares his exuberance and plans for Saturday night.
I'll be celebrating with my girlfriend and her mom. We're having a braai in front of the TV and going crazy. I think it's important for the Springboks to win because it brings the nation together. It takes away the problems about load shedding, race, colour. It's nice to have everybody together, and this is one game that pulls everybody together. It's done it in the years, and we can make history.
Throughout the nation, South Africans proudly don their green and gold Springbok jerseys, fostering a sense of unity reminiscent of the electric atmosphere during South Africa's inaugural World Cup win in 1995, with the iconic presence of former President Nelson Mandela. Current President Cyril Ramaphosa is in France, and he's already hinted that if the Springboks secure victory, Sunday will officially become a public holiday, though in spirit, it already feels that way. At the offices of construction company Stefanuti Stocks, HR Director Mike Sikakane and his team gathered in the lobby to convey their, and by extension, the nation's, unwavering support of the Boka.
When the going gets tough, remember the whole continent is behind you. Together we are stronger. Go Boke!
Go! nation united in a common cause. This is the essence of sports and the magic of a World Cup final. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Zahir Kassim in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Go Boca!
Go Boca!
I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the High Energy Friday edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. You can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sonny. My X, formerly known as Twitter handle, is at VOA Sonny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. Check out voaafrica.com for lots of Africa news. For world news, go to voanews.com.
Well, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. Pro basketball. Two NBA games Thursday night. The Los Angeles Lakers and the Milwaukee Bucks both posted their first victories of the new season. In Los Angeles, the Lakers beat the Phoenix Suns 100-95. Anthony Davis and LeBron James led the Lakers with 30 and 21 points, respectively, while Kevin Durant fired in a game-high 39 points for the Suns. In the process, Durant moved into 12th place on the NBA's career scoring list. LeBron is at the very top of that list. LeBron made back-to-back layups in the final 90 seconds of the game to help the Lakers seize the win. Meanwhile, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Damian Lillard had a big debut for the Bucks, as we hear now from the AP's Chuck Freeman.
An incredible Bucks debut for Damian Lillard, who poured in 39 points in leading the Bucks to a 118-117 win over the Sixers. It was Lillard, not Giannis Antetokounmpo, who took control in the closing minutes and delivered. Lillard says he was encouraged by his teammates.
You know, they in my ear like, "Damn, finish him. You know, close it out." And it wasn't them telling me, you gotta score, you gotta do this. It was just, you know, they trust my judgment and they trust, you know, me making decisions.
It was a game of swings. The Bucks led by 18, trailed by as many as 8 in the fourth quarter, and then closed out the win. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
Thanks, Chuck. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 23 points and grabbed 13 rebounds in the Bucks win.
Obviously, great win. We can get a lot better. There was a lot of stress that we played good basketball and we played off our energy. But I think once we get more organized, once we start moving the ball, once we are like we have direction, what we're trying to accomplish offensively and defensively, I think we're going to be better.
Meanwhile, Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks beat a 76ers team playing without star guard James Harden. the 2018 League Most Valuable Player, hoping to be traded, arrived late to Philadelphia's training camp and said before the season that his fractured relationship with team president Daryl Morey could not be repaired. The NBA is investigating the reasons behind Harden's absence.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week for the 5-Minute VOA Newscast. We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from across the world. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Samson Omale joins us once again with another spicy package of African sports news. Sporty Friday greetings, Samson.
Sporty Friday greetings to you too, Sonny. We begin the wrap of Africa sports for this weekend with football news. Morocco remain Africa's top-ranked team, while Cote d'Ivoire dropped 3 places in the latest FIFA World Rankings released on Thursday. The Atlas Lions stayed 13th globally after extending their unbeaten run last month. A 3-0 win over Liberia and 1-1 draw with Ivory Coast kept Morocco top of the continent ahead of Senegal. Senegal is ranked 20th globally and 2nd in Africa thanks to their 1-0 friendly win over Cameroon. Algeria's 33rd place worldwide is their highest position since June after recent steady improvement under coach Jamel Belmadi to close within 4 points of Tunisia, who is in 3rd place. The Pharaohs of Egypt are 5th, wrapping up Africa's top 5 footballing playing nations, according to the latest FIFA rankings. Staying with African football, Esperance staged a second leg fight back to defeat TP Mazembe 3-0 and booked their place in the Africa Football League semi-finals. Having lost 1-0 in the first leg away from home, the Tunisian giant rolled back at home to overhaul Mazembe with goals from Gahit Ouhabi, Osama Bangura and Mohamed Amin Tungai, sealing a 3-1 aggregate victory. Earlier this week, South African side Mamelodi Sundowns sealed their spot in the African Football League semi-finals despite being reduced to 10 men in the opening minutes of their 0-0 draw with Petro Atletico on Tuesday. Egyptian giants Al Hotly booked their place in the semi-finals also on Tuesday after a 1-1 home draw with Simba SC saw them through on away goals rule. And now to athletics, where Athletics Kenya will use world rankings and performance when selecting marathon athletes to represent Kenya in next year's Summer Olympic Games in Paris, France. According to Athletics Kenya executive member Barnaba Kurie, the selection criteria will ensure the country gets a formidable team for the Olympics. Kenya marathon teams are expected to be named by the end of the year to give athletes enough time to prepare for the games. Peres Jepchirchir and Eliud Kipchoge will be defending their 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games titles in Paris next year.
When you have a major championship like the Olympics, then the federation has to really prepare well. And normally the best way to start is during the cross-country competitions, and we encourage also the top athletes to compete as part of their preparation.
Mr. Kurie also announced the resumption of school holiday training camps for young athletes across the country starting next month. The Youth Development Director at Athletics Kenya said the camps will be held in over 34 identified youth camps in the country, which will meet the required standards and will be fully funded by the Ministry of Sports.
But we want to also indicate to every camp that will be selected that we want to see the mode of selection for the athletes that will be in those camps. You cannot just bring everybody who does not have a talent. We need to nurture talent. Then that athlete, although they are young, should have shown some qualities of being an athlete. It's not just putting anybody to go to the camp. We will also determine and go up the time so that is a run, so they have to be to test them, to see what they can offer.
In hockey news, the Pretoria University in Swane, South Africa, will be hosting the Paris Olympics qualifiers for African hockey nations from Sunday the 29th of October 2023 to Sunday the 5th of November 2023. Seven African women's teams will battle it out, with the winner securing the sport as Africa's representatives at the Paris Olympics in 2024. The women's tournament will see South Africa head up Pool A along with Nigeria and Zimbabwe. Pool B will see Ghana and Kenya lock horns, joined in a four-way battle by Southern African countries of Namibia and Zambia. Eight teams are competing in the men's tournament, which will feature two pools with teams progressing into the knockout stages. Chesley Gee, head coach of the South African hockey men team, knows the opposition will be tough in the qualifiers.
I think Zimbabwe first up is going to be a tough one for us. We haven't played against them in a few years, so it's going to be really tough. But then again, we're not sure what to expect from Uganda. I haven't seen them at one for a while. And Nigeria is going to be tough. They've got some good rag flickers in their squad. So we're hoping not to concede too many short corners.
And now to tennis, where the president of the International Tennis Federation, David Haggerty, wants to put a tennis racket in the hands of every child who wants to play the sport in Africa. Haggerty, who is in Kenya for the Confederation of Africa Tennis Annual General Congress, believes the continent has abundance of talent and suggested creating more tennis events to rival popular sports like football and athletics to grow the sport in Kenya.
Whether it's in athletics, football, many different sports, we just need to put a tennis racket in their hands at an earlier age, have developmental programs, and again, I think there are more events that are taking place in Kenya, which is very, very important. I think your young junior player who, you know, won Wimbledon in the doubles is able to kind of inspire the next generation of players to play. So I think it's just a matter of doing more of what you've been doing and doing it longer. Consistency, that's what will build a good formula.
In boxing news, Lagos, Nigeria will host the anticipated bout between the WBF super featherweight world champion Ridwan Oyekola, who will face his challenger Ghanaian Emmanuel Quarte. The much anticipated match is part of the Core Africa Boxing Promotions homecoming event scheduled to take place at the National Stadium Indoor Sports Hall in Lagos on Friday. The fight, dubbed the Jollof Derby, will feature the return of some of Nigeria's top fighters who have honed their skills abroad. Rafiu Ladipo is the president of the Nigerian Boxing Board of Control.
Well, I think it's going to be an exciting night. It's going to be something that we have been looking forward to see, and I believe Nigerians will be happy and enjoy the night.
In netball news, Uganda netball leadership crisis appears to continue with no end in sight as the Uganda government appointed acting president of the Uganda Netball Federation, Brigadier Flava Bwakoso, says the national netball team, the She Cranes, will participate in the forthcoming African Netball Championships despite the ongoing leadership wrangles in the federation. This was after the Brigadier Bwakoso-led federation faction met with officials of the National Council of Sports on Thursday in Kampala.
Thanks, Samson. That's Samson Omale.
This is Sonny Title Sports.
And that wraps up the October 27th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in.
I get it.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone, and that's the sunny side of sports.